The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Bava Metzia Daf Pei Gimel. The Trumas HaDeshen in Siman Shin Kaf Gimel had the following shayla. Reuven hired Shimon to take a package of letters and go to a different town and deliver the letters there. And he said to him, they agreed that Reuven would pay him 10 gold coins for the job. Then, before Shimon set out on his way with the package, he called together a group of residents of the town and he said, I was expecting that Reuven would pay me my expenses apart from the 10 gold coins which he's promised to give him, as most people do around here. Since he's not available now, I'm going to go anyway, but I just wanted to be clear that I'm expecting to get expenses paid apart from the 10 gold coins which he's promised to give me. And off Shimon went on his journey, and he came back shortly afterwards, having delivered the letters, and asked for 10 gold coins, plus expenses for the trip. For argument's sake, another 2 gold coins. To which Reuven responded, I've already given you 10 gold coins. Says Shimon, but everyone here takes, in addition to his wages, expenses as well. Says Reuven, I took that into account already. Since the going rate for such a job would have actually only been 8 gold coins, and I told you 10 gold coins, I specially said 10 rather than 8 because I intended to include the expenses. So the expenses are already included. So Shimon, no, the expenses everyone else gives is a separate account. And therefore you should give me another 2 apart from the 10. What is the halacha? So the Trumas HaDeshen rules, the halacha is like Reuven says, he doesn't have to give more than 10. And he says the reason is because in such situations we say, Hadomim Moedim. The price is an indication of what was involved. Since everyone normally takes 8 gold coins for such a journey, for such a job, and he gave him 10, the extra 2 indicates that he's obviously including expenses. Because otherwise, why is he giving 10 instead of 8? So the price itself indicates that expenses were intended to be included. Although there's a machlokus in Bava Basra, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, whether we say Adonim Modim or not. And the halacha is, like the Rabbanon, that we don't use the principle of Adonim Modim, and we hold that the price does not indicate what was involved in the agreement. Nonetheless, says the Trumas HaDeshen, in certain cases, even the Chachomim agree that Domim Modim. There's 2 main principles under which the Chachomim would also agree that Domim Modim. Firstly, he says, the Trumas HaDeshen, according to one explanation in the Shonim, Rabbeinu Tam, even the Rabbonon agree that if the price does not contradict the actual statement that was made at the time of the deal. So if we made a deal and we agreed to sell something, for argument's sake, comes along the buyer and he said, I thought you were going to add in more than we actually stated. And the proof is that I agreed to pay more than the going rate. In that case, we would say, no, we're not going to say the price indicates anything because we clearly define what was included in the sale. The fact that we added extra money doesn't mean that anything else is included. But if the discussion that we discussed is itself ambiguous, when I said I was going to sell you something and we defined what it was, for example, a horse, a horse can be a good quality horse or a not so good quality horse, depending on what the agreement is. If we didn't define it, then we can say that the price would indicate what type of horse we're looking for. In the Gemara's example, a show. Someone buys an ox. Now, it could be that he's buying it to plow with it and work with it, in which case he wants something that's going to last long term. Or it could be he wants to shecht it and eat it immediately, in which case he can even buy a show which is not suitable for work, which is obviously a lot cheaper. So if we didn't define at the time when we bought it what we were discussing, we just said, I'm selling a show, and he said, I want to buy a show. In that case, the Chachamim would say, the price would indicate what type of show we're talking about, because it doesn't contradict the Loshon that we said, because the Loshon that we discussed was actually ambiguous. That's one point. According to the Rivon, there's a slightly different point. We always, even the Chachamim would say, Domim Medim, the price is an indication of what was included in the deal, as long as the party that the price is proving to his benefit has either a majority on his side, or he's the muhtak, he's the actual one holding the money. In such cases, even the Rabbonon say that Dami Medin, the price is the correct indication if it backs up the one who's holding the money or the one who has the support of the majority with him. So says the Trumas Hadeshin, in our case, Reuven, first of all, is the one who's holding the money, so there's no problem there, he's the Muktzuk, so we can use the principle of Dami Medin. And furthermore, the expressions that they discussed at the time is ambiguous. They said 10 gold coins, that could mean including expenses, or could arguably be without expenses. Since it's not clear, it's ambiguous, we can use the principle of Dami Medin to say, surely the fact that it's 10 and not 8 indicates that the expense is included in the account. Adds the true suggestion something very interesting. Even though, as Shimon points out, the local custom is, when people hire workers to do jobs such as this, they give an expense account. Nonetheless, says the Trumas Hadeshin, a minag, a local custom, is no better than a rov, than a majority. And in this case, even though the custom would back up Shimon, nonetheless, we can still use the principle of Dami Medin, since Reuven is the one who's actually holding the money, and he has to his benefit the fact that the price indicates that Reuven is correct. So under such circumstances, we would use the Dami Medin, the fact that the price is an indication of what was involved, even against the local custom. And on this point, the Ktsois HaKoshen takes issue. The Ktsois HaKoshen and Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, and he asks the Kasha, he says, from our Gemara, it would seem clear not like that. Our Gemara says, the Mishnah says, someone who hires workers, and he says, I want you to come to work at 8 o'clock and stay till 6. Lahashkim or Lahari, to come earlier than most or to stay later than most workers. For argument's sake, most workers work from 9 till 5. The local custom is from 9 to 5. And the employer says, I expect you to come at 8 and leave at 6. Then they don't have to, unless it was agreed at the time of employment that they were going to be different to the regular custom. If it wasn't agreed specifically otherwise, we would always assume that the regular custom is what's the default position. And if nothing was discussed explicitly, the workers have to do whatever the local custom is. So if normally local workers, employees, work from 9 to 5, then these workers work from 9 to 5. They don't have to come at 8 and leave at 6. Furthermore, works the other way as well. If the balabais, the employer, normally provides meals during working hours for the employees, then even if it wasn't defined at the time, since that's the local custom, it's the default position, and unless they expressly agreed otherwise, automatically, hakol kaminig hamedina, the default position is, everything is agreed to, whatever the local custom is, unless specified otherwise. Ask the Gemara Pshita, surely that's obvious. Why should one think that anything was otherwise? If they didn't define otherwise, obviously they all assume that we're taking on the local custom. So it's a good one, no. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the Bala boss, the employer, is actually giving them more than the going rate. And he agreed at the outset he's going to give them more than the going rate. So I might have thought, says the Gemara, he could say, why do you think I'm giving you more than the going rate? Obviously because I expect you to come earlier to work and stay later. Kamash Malon, says the Mishnah, no. Kolka Minag Hamedina, even if the employer agreed at the outset he's going to give them more than the going rate for their wages, if he didn't explicitly say he expects them to come earlier or stay later, then they don't have to. Again, the default position is Minag Hamedina. Says the Ktsois HaKoshen, so you see that even though Dami Medin, he's giving them more money, and that would seem to indicate he expects more work of them, because everyone else works from 9 to 5. He's paying them extra. Why is he paying them extra? Surely their price is an indication he expects them to come at 8 and leave at 6. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says the Minag Hamedina, the local custom, outweighs the fact that he gave extra money, and the local custom wins if they didn't define otherwise, and they don't have to work extra. Says the Ktsois HaKoshen, that's a kasher on the Trumas Hadeshen. Because the Trumas Hadeshen says that we do use the principle of Dami Medin, that the price is a correct indication of what was involved, even when it contradicts the local custom. And yet our Gemara clearly says that the local custom overrides the principle of Dami Medin. So asks the Ktsois HaKoshen, and he doesn't have an answer, and he leaves it with a tzorach in. However, there are several interesting answers to this question posed by the Ktsois. The first answer is the Nesivus HaMishpot in Siman Shin Lamed Beis Sivkot Aleph, who brings the Kasha from the Ktsois and says it's a good Kasha, but he nonetheless suggests an answer. He says, in the case of the Trumas Hadeshin, it's true what the Gemara says, that the local custom outweighs even if extra money was paid. However, in the case of the Trumas Hadeshim, we can ignore the local custom. Why? Because in the local custom in the case of the Trumas Hadeshim was that there was a separate expenses account. And since, according to both Reuven and Shimon, there was no separate expense account defined at the outset, which was the normal custom. So both Reuven and Shimon are both agreeing that we deviated from the normal custom. The normal custom is at the outset we agree on a price, and we agree at the outset on an expense account. In this case, both parties agree that they deviated from the normal custom, because they didn't agree on a separate expense account. In such circumstances, you can't use the local custom at all, because we both agree that we don't go according to the local custom. So in such cases, we can ignore the local custom and we just look at the price that was paid. Then we say, Davin Modim. That's the answer of the Nesivus HaMishpat. Rav Chaim Pinchas Steinberg Shlita, in his classic Tabas HaChoshen, suggests an answer which is almost exactly the opposite. He says, when do we have a problem, according to our Gemara, of Minhag HaMedina, the local custom defines? And that's when the employer says, I gave you extra money, I want extra work, for example. Or the workers say, we want extra food. So although the money of the wages discussed would seem to indicate that something extra is demanded, nonetheless, the local custom says that the employer can't ask for extra work, or the employees in this situation can't ask for extra food. So then Al Gemara is talking about where the local custom outweighs the Davin Modim, because the local custom would seem to indicate that they actually have to do more. That is to say, the Davin Modim would indicate they have to work more. The local custom says that they don't have to work more. In that case, the local custom overrides the Davin Modim. But in the case of the Trumas Hadeshen, they're not using the local custom to demand extra work. The employer doesn't want extra work from the employee, and the employee doesn't want something other than wages from the employer. All they're asking is the expenses included in the wages or not included in the wages? In that case, either way you look at it, they're both being mekayim the minhag. According to the Sivas, neither side are being mekayim the minhag, according to both claims, because the minhag was to arrange a separate expense account beforehand, and they didn't do that. According to Rav Steinberg, it's a bit the other way around. Neither claim is disputing the minhag HaMedina. Both of them agreeing that the minhag is to give a separate expense account, and they both agree to that. Except that Reuven says there already is a separate expense account included, because everyone else gets 8. And Shimon says a separate expense account is above and beyond the 10. So they're both coming along with the claim of Minhag HaMedina. So in that case, the Davin Modim will define what the halacha is. And the Minhag HaMedina won't help you, because both sides claim to be keeping the Minhag HaMedina. That's a shining example. The Christian Aaron, however, comes up with a different answer altogether. And he says, actually, if you look at our Gemara appears not to be a contradiction at all to the Trumas Hadeshim. And in fact, it's even a proof to the Trumas Hadeshim. Why? Because look carefully at Agamora. Agamora says the Mishnah is discussing a case where the employer gave more than the regular going rate of wages. I might have thought that he says the reason why I'm giving you extra wages is in order that you should come earlier to work and stay later. Kamash malon. But the Gemara adds something here. Kamash malon what? The omru lei haidu tofas lon adat da'abdina loch habidata shabuta. They can say to him, no, it's true you're giving us extra money, but why are you giving us extra money? Because we agree to do better quality work than regular workers do. And so we did. So in fact, says the Choshen Aaron, what the Gemara is saying is that if not for this counterclaim of the employees to explain why they agreed to the extra wages, that is to say, because we agreed to do better quality work, if not for that claim, actually, the employer would be correct. He could say, the fact that I gave you extra wages is clearly an indication that you have to work extra hours, even though we didn't discuss it. And even though the local custom is that everyone works from 9 to 5, the fact that I gave you extra money obviously meant because I expected you to come at 8 and leave at 6. It's only because the workers can counter that and say, no, the reason why you gave us extra wages is in order that we should do extra good quality work, and so we did. That's why they win. But if not for that, the employer would be right. The domim will be modim, even though it's against the local custom. They have could only use the local custom if they can explain why they got the extra wages. But if, for example, the workers would admit, we didn't do anything special, we didn't do any better quality work, then the implication for the Gemara Lachora is that the employer would be correct, and he would win, domim modim would be right, even though it goes against the local custom. And therefore, in the case of the Trumas Adeshim, what was his case? His case was a woman asked him to deliver a package of letters to somebody in a different town. Well, that's the type of employment that one can't do better quality or worse quality. Someone who paints a house or digs a hole or plows a field can do it in a regular way, could do it in a better quality way. But someone who delivers a letter, there's only one way of delivering a letter, to take it from A to B and deliver it within the given time. So Shimon can't say, the reason why you gave me 10 gold coins, 2 more than the regular, is that I should do it in an extra special quality way. Because there is no better way of delivering a letter other than to take it and to deliver it within the defined time. So since he can't explain why he's getting the extra wages, in that case, the Shulman Shashashin is correct. The Domim Odim, the extra money, indicates that the expenses is already included in the 10 gold coins, even though it would appear to contradict the local custom, the local Minhag HaMedina. That is the answer of the Choshen Aharon to our question. There is another answer to the Choshen Aharon to our question, which is very interesting. If anyone wants to look it up, it's worth having a look at. But although he gives another answer, if one thinks about it carefully and one notes carefully the kasha of the Ketois and the Nesivos, one looks inside, although the Choshen Aharon answers the kasha, he only answers the kasha on the first case in our Mishnah. There's actually 2 cases in our Mishnah. The case of where the employer demands that the employees come early and stay late. And there's another case where the employee demands from the employer that he provides meals during the time of employment. And the Ketos and the Sefer, one looks carefully, don't just ask from the Reisha, they also ask from the Sefer. And the second answer, the Choshen Aharon, is a very good answer to answer the Reisha. But the Kasha from the Sefer is not answered according to the second answer of the Choshen Aharon, Ayin Shom. But upon him we have 3 main terutzim to this kasha of the Ketzeis. The answer of the Nesivos HaMishpat, which is that in this case of the Trumas Adeshim, you can't use the Minhag, because both of them agree that they're not using the Minhag, since the Minhag was to arrange specifically and explicitly an expense account beforehand, and it wasn't done. So you can't use the Minhag, because both sides agree they're not using the Minhag. You have Rav Scheinberg's answer, which is the converse of that. Both sides are coming along saying, we are using the Minhag. Both sides are saying there's a separate expense account. It's just the Reuven saying it's already included above and beyond the 8. And Shimon saying, no, it should be above and beyond the 10. But both are agreeing that they took into account the expense account. So both are going with the Minhag, so you can't use the Minhag under such circumstances to rule between the disputes between Reuven and Shimon. And then we have the answer of the Choshen Aharon, which says, on the contrary, from our Gemara indicates that if the other party doesn't have an explanation for why he's getting extra money, then actually the extra money that Domim Medina would win out, even against the Minhag HaMedina, against the local custom.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.